Syntagma Square in front of the Greek Parliament, the epicentre of so many anti-government protests. The election aftermath has left Greeks and Europeans as a whole filled with uncertainty. If none of the elected parties can form a coalition, the country will have to go to the polls once more. Fear is building among voters.
I believe that new elections will again bring a mix, a contradictory and reactionary result. And we can no longer take such a result, either emotionally, economically, or practically.
Greece's two main parties saw their share of the vote plummet in Sunday's election, to the benefit of rivals on the far left and right. Dionysios Dimitrakopoulos, an expert on Greek politics at Birkbeck College, University of London, says there is what he calls wisdom in the election result.
It punishes the two parties that have brought the country to on its knees, basically. There's clear distribution of blame. Secondly, it offers a chance to parties of the left, like Syriza that you mentioned, to articulate a clear alternative and possibly put it into practice.
Germany, the main driver of the austerity program mandated in return for EU bailouts, has already said that Greece must adhere to the terms of the deal struck by the previous government. Dimitrakopoulos says it is the first move in what could be a protracted renegotiation between Greece and the EU.
Part of the problems that exist in Greece now have to do with the recipe that has been partially implemented between 2009 or 2010 and now. It's not only down to Greeks.
In France at the weekend, socialist François Hollande won the presidency on an anti-austerity platform. US economist Paul Krugman argues that, as many European countries slip back into recession, there is a growing belief that policymakers got it wrong.
The notion that cutting spending, which depresses the economy, doesn't actually depress the economy because somehow it improves confidence and leads to more spending.
The elections have delivered a sudden shock to the continent's austerity program. Analysts say voters appear to have pushed Europe's economic path further into unknown territory. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.